Jim Toronto with you here at WGN, 720 a.m. in Chicago. Filling in for Matt Bubawa this morning. Be here for another 20 minutes or so, and then we'll pass things off to Orion Samuelson. Thanks for everyone for calling in today and texting in. We've had a lot of fun. I've really appreciated your input. Thank you for being my grout. You are my grout. You fill in my cracks. I lay this tile down of a show, and then I count on you through the texts and the phone to fill in those cracks, to fill in those gaps, and you've done a great job tonight, and I really appreciate that. And somebody else who's done a great job tonight is my producer, Jessica Raines, and she's actually got an interesting kind of personal news story to talk about, in that her hometown has been in the news this week. So, Jessica, what's going on in the beautiful metropolis of Elburn, Illinois?
Well, Elburn is a very small town.
Now, I should just say, the only way I know Elburn is because I used to take the metro train, all the time when I lived in the northwest suburbs, and I always saw that the last stop on that line that I used to take was Elburn, right?
Yeah, that's probably how most people in the city would refer to what Elburn is, because it's
the last stop.
Yeah, so it's like as like far west of Chicago as you can go.
You know what the population is?
No, but I have a computer in Roger Badish.
If there was only
don't draw me into the.
If there was only a device that we had access to that could get us an answer to a question like that, Roger, wouldn't that be... Now, there's something you should work on, Roger.
Actually, I'm working on something else, trying to figure out the lyrics to the song Last Train to Elburn.
Last train to Elburn, and I'm sitting at the station.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Don't worry. Get back to me later.
Be here by 4:30. You have my reservation. So anyway, if you can find that out, that would be great. But so Elburn is a small town, right?
Yes, it is.
And you were born there?
Yes. Well, Caneville, which is the town right next to it.
Now you're getting confused.
Here we go, Caneville.
He doesn't know where that is on the stop.
It's about a 5-minute drive.
She's like, yeah, I live in Caneville just outside of Elburn. Oh, really?
Big city.
That makes it a lot easier now.
Well, actually, the thing is, Caneville is so small. So if you have a post, if you have a mailbox in front of your house, uh-huh, you have an Elburn address.
She's like an RFD.
Mm-hmm.
Like Elburn RFD,
if I may.
I should be the spokesperson for Caneville.
Well, you probably are the only person who can speak English.
Here is the population of Elburn.
What is it?
By the way, they have a 3-star hotel there.
Nice.
The mayor is Jeffrey D. Walter.
Oh, did he win again?
Yes, he did.
He always wins.
It's a monarchy, actually. population as of 2016.
Yes.
5,757 people.
That's not so bad.
No, it's big time.
How about Caneville? Look up Caneville.
Caneville.
I just Googled it.
It's not even on there.
You got Caneville already?
Yeah, 490.
Okay. Oh, my God. That's Mayberry.
That's a suburb.
That's Mayberry.
Yeah.
That's Caneville. I mean, I don't even think Mayberry had more people than that.
You know how small that town is? The welcome to and you are now leaving sign around one post.
Elburn is Mount Pilot compared to Caneville.
Yes. We're going dancing in Mount Pilot.
We have the fun girls. Hi, Dal.
Hi, Bernie. Earlier on the show, we got a call from Geneva. Geneva's not too far from...
Oh, so you're not too far from Geneva?
Mm-mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I actually been
to Geneva.
It's so small. It's just a little drive.
But I like
not
how she
Lake
said,
Geneva.
No,
Geneva,
I know.
Okay.
It's out on... it's past, like, St. Charles, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look at you. Hey, Mr. World Traveler.
Well, I've done some plays out in the St. Charles area.
Oh, that's right.
I did...
He's been on the boards.
Amadeus, in fact. I was Salieri. I screamed at God for 3 hours.
There you go.
So tell us the story. So in Elburn, aside from being the last stop on the metro line, up to this point, that was the most it was known for, and hopefully the burgeoning town of Caneville can top 500 in population soon. So what's going on in Elburn that we should know about?
So there was, if anyone is familiar with Reims Meat Market.
Oh, sure. Oh, you mean Reams in Elburn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they were filming it.
over at Reams?
Yeah.
In Elburn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody, right now when you said that, everybody can picture it.
Everyone knows what Elburn is.
They know
is
exactly where Reams is in Elburn. No question.
So they had their old location, which closed down because they bought a new space.
Reams?
To expand.
Sure.
So their old building was the site for this new show.
What? So a new TV show was filming in Elburn.
Yeah. How exciting, right?
So how the heck did they... I'd love to know, and we were much to Jessica's credit, we did try to get someone from HBO or from the production company of this new HBO movie or series on to talk, but no one wanted to get up at 4:30, which I understand. That's fine. But I would love to know how the heck the production company found Elburn, of all places.
That is a good question.
Unless they got on a Metra train and fell asleep and went past their stop and went to the last stop and got out at Elburn and said, hey, well, this place doesn't look bad.
Maybe.
And it's easy to get to because we can't miss it.
Yeah.
It's the last stop.
Exactly.
So you know the spot there. So so give some information. What are they filming there? What was the show or what is the show?
So it's based off of a book. They're filming on 47 Main Street in Elburn.
Oh, sure.
So it's called Lovecraft County. It's based on a book that was released in 2016 called Lovecraft County. Basically, it's a series that follows...
I think it's Lovecraft Country, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Love Country County?
Yeah, Lovecraft Country.
Country.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. It's based on a...
Whatever. Country, county, give me a break. Whatever.
It's all the same to us over in Caneville. So.
Yeah, Caneville. Who cares about El? You know, there's this big rivalry between Caneville and Elburn. It's like Eagleton and Pawnee on Parks and Recreation.
A little bit. It was supposed to be about. It was based off of a dramatic horror television series. Which is interesting. That's soon to be aired on HBO. I don't know if they have the release date for that yet, but it's about a gentleman who basically travels around trying to find his father or uncle to embark on a road trip, and it's set in the 1950s era about Jim Crow laws.
Yeah, we should mention that the guy that's traveling across country is African American, and he's going across country going through a lot of white cities and a lot of white towns, and so he's meeting prejudice. Along his road. So that's a part of this in addition to the horror aspect. And we should mention that Jordan Peele, who just won an Academy Award for Get Out, is producing this.
Correct.
Yeah. So there's certainly some buzz about this. And when it is finally made and released because of his connection, you're going to hear a lot of stuff about this. So they filmed, a couple of days in downtown Elburn?
Yeah, it was two or three days, I believe. They had the whole street blocked off.
So now when you watch this show, because many times in Chicago, for instance, when they film a movie here, we love to do any movie that's filmed in Chicago. We love because, oh, look at how beautiful the city looks, and there's my street, and now I walk down there, and everybody recognizes it. So I would assume that downtown Elburn, if you are driving around in Illinois, you can always look for downtown Elburn. Just look for the skyscrapers. That's how you know you're in downtown Elburn because of the huge skyscrapers. It's amazing. I think there's even a Trump Tower there, isn't there? Yeah. So just look for this. If you're out in the boonies, then just look for the skyscrapers and drive right to them, and that's where downtown Elburn is. But will you be able to recognize your town when they film it? Is it going to be that recognizable, do you think?
Oh, definitely. But, I mean, I've grown up there, so I'm obviously familiar with the whole location. But it's really cool. The whole set, they transform the whole inside of it to look like a 50s diner. You can see it from walking by the front window.
You mean Reams?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they turned Reams into a diner.
Yep.
Awesome.
And then they put a lot of cool signage up along the sideboard of the wall, and then there was a lot of 50s cars parked outside.
Oh, that's
on
always
the street.
Cool when they do that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you could actually see the whole like production crew and cast walking by filming.
So were you there at all? Did you go there while they were filming?
I drove by and I had parked as close as I could, and I got a small glimpse of it during the day on my lunch break. So
well,
I saw
cool.
some of it in the action, so it was pretty cool. But I have some friends that live right behind where they're filming there. Mm-hmm. And so they got a lot of great pictures. So those pictures will be posted up on the podcast, too.
So. And so they're already done now, though, right?
Yes. I believe they're going to start filming the rest of it in Chicago, like downtown area somewhere. But so, I'm not sure where.
Yeah. So they said it was kind of around on Main Street near Route 47.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the, so that would be the downtown Main Street, Route 47?
Yeah.
In Elburn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I think the rest of it is actually going to be filmed in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Well, the actor Courtney Vance, I certainly know who he is. He's the star of the movie. It's called Lovecraft Country. And if you remember who Courtney Vance is, if you saw the recent the People versus O.J. Simpson series that was on FX, that was that won so many Emmy Awards, Courtney Vance played Johnny Cochran on that. So that's where you may know him. And he's also done a lot of different things. He's been on Law and Order, and he's been on a lot of different shows. But most recently, if you did watch that, the People versus O.J. Simpson miniseries, he played Johnny Cochran. And so that's why you you may recognize him. So Elburn now has two significant things. The first one will always be last up on the Metro line. But now a close number two with a bullet is its film, its appearance in the movie Lovecraft Country, which is going to be on HBO. That's no small thing.
I don't know if it's a movie. I think it might be a TV series.
Oh, a whole series.
I think so.
Oh, well, that's no small. So what they're probably the town is, you know, is this, since this is a cross country kind of story of him driving across country to find his father, then maybe Elburn will just be one little moment. Maybe one episode.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to find out, but I just did some research here. And other towns that are going to be involved, including Marengo, Odell, Mount Morris, and Pilsen.
Oh, so they're filming throughout Illinois and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Nice. Well, congratulations. I mean, now, so let's get this straight. You are officially born in Caneville.
Yes.
But you don't tell people that.
No one knows. Well, no one knows where Caneville is.
Well, no one knows where. I got news for you. No one knows where Elburn is either.
They do.
We
now.
Do now.
We
yeah,
do now.
Right.
But I love how, you know,
everyone just hop on the train over here,
yeah,
Ogilvy,
and go straight, and just,
then just ride it for an hour and a half, and you'll get there
every stop. Well, the best is so Jessica, the producer here. What I love is, like, you know, when you go on vacation and you meet somebody. And they say, oh, I'm from Chicago. And you say, oh, really? So am I. Where are you from? And they say, Rockford. It's like, well, wait a minute. you're not from Chicago if you're from Rockford. Or where are you from? Oh, I'm from Chicago. Where are you from? Like you said, Marengo. Wait a minute. That's not Chicago. But so what I love is, if you were to tell somebody, you would say, where are you from? And you say, Elburn. And then they say, oh, really? You live in Elburn? Well, I sort of live in, I was born in Caneville, but it's just outside of Elburn. So you're using the same thing. Like, that's your big city.
Right.
That's your Mount Pilot.
That
if you lived in Mayberry,
and
Elburn.
It's a big deal. Caneville has, like, two streets and two stop signs.
And one, at least one house, because you were living there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you still have family that, or I guess it sounds like your whole family is Caneville.
Yeah, pretty much.
400, a whopping 400 people.
It's very exciting.
Now, do you live there still or no?
No, I live in West Chicago now.
Oh, okay. So what did you say the population in Caneville was?
490.
That's in season.
It used to be 491.
Because she's not there.
But now she left.
Yeah.
In fact, when she was looking to move to West Chicago, the mayor called, please don't leave. Don't leave. I have to have at least 495 people to get any state aid. Don't leave. Don't leave.
You had to walk out to the population sign as you enter town and kind of with a crayon, yeah, cross off, yeah, the, yeah, one and write a zero.
Yeah, 630 comment says, I know where both are.
Oh, so,
well, someone in Aurora.
We're just having
Paul
fun.
Paul from Aurora.
Do you guys have a zip code yet? I heard that was the big news, that Caneville might be getting a zip code soon.
Yeah, it's question mark.
We just became a village like 2 years ago.
Their zip code is just like 60.
Yeah, right.
They don't even get the other.
Get around to it.
They only get the other three numbers. They don't need them. Well, that's exciting. Lovecraft Country on HBO. I would assume it's going to be on sometime in the next 6 or 7 months. If you watch that, starring Courtney Vance and produced by Jordan Peele's production company, Oscar winner Jordan Peele. For those of you who live around or who you know, take the train and fall asleep and miss your stop and end up at the end of the line, you will recognize Elburn. And we joke. We love Elburn. I kid because I love. That's why. I love Elburn. I mock what I don't understand. And I clearly do not understand Caneville. That's for sure. We'll be back after this. No switching. It's Jim Toronto here filling in for Matt Bubala. We are ticks away, a few ticks away from passing things on to Roger Badish. And after Roger, we will be passing things on to Orion Samuelson. Orion, are you there?
I am here, and good morning to you. And are you guys making fun of small towns like Caneville?
Do you know Caneville?
Oh, sir, I certainly do. And, of course, Elburn,
yes.
Home of Reams Meat Market.
That's what Jessica just said, Reams Meat Market.
Oh, yeah, been going there for years. The
really?
Reams family has, for years, decades, has turned out good sausage and good hot dogs and good meat products.
Orion, I kid because I love. That's all
well,
it is.
Well, the town closest to our farm had 527 people.
Oh, you beat Caneville.
Yeah, that's right. But the favorite line was, it always stayed the same, 527, because when a baby was born, some man left town. So.
Oh, hi-yo! Well, as I said, I you know, being the city snob, I guess, that I am, the only way, as I said earlier, the only way I ever heard of Elburn was
yes.
because it was the last stop on the Metro line.
You're right. Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, Elburn. And then Jessica mentioned that she grew up around there. I didn't know that she lived in the burgeoning metropolis of Caneville. But,
as a matter of fact, I think both of my pilots who fly Air Orient
yeah.
for me, I think, went to Caneville High School.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Look at all. Suddenly, everything leads back to Caneville. I never heard of this town, and suddenly I am inundated with Caneville trivia.
Well, write it down, and next time you get on the subject, you'll have it all in front of you.
The next time I get on the Metro line, fall asleep, and miss my stop, and end up in Elburn, I will take a side trip to Caneville.
And stop at Reams Meat Market and have a hot dog.
Very nice.